Everybody, we're back.
Happy 2019, Marcus.
Happy 2019. Happy New Year. Happy holidays.
Yeah, no kidding. Merry Christmas, everybody.
We had a little holiday break.
We did. We took some time.
Took some time to ourselves. Yeah. But we're back, guys. We're back with the content. We're back with the content. Is a little pocket awareness. I am Marcus.
I'm Chris.
And we are back at it. Chris, give the Twitter handle.
At King Manelos.
And, you know, I am at themarkjohnnfl.com. I don't know why I said
that. We put some tweets out there.
Yeah, we can put some tweets.
You put .com.
I do .com in a little bit. I don't know why. But, you know, don't take the .com out, and you can follow me. So
there you go. Follow him on the USA Today Wire. Yeah, Cowboy Wire.
Cowboys Wire, yeah. Also just joined a new one, Blue Chip Scouting. Shout out to Dalton Miller. So I'm going to be helping them out with some draft coverage and stuff.
Fantastic.
And the Senior Bowl is coming up. I'm excited about
yes,
that.
Yes, sir. I'm excited to hear what you see.
Yeah, I mean,
what you find out over there.
The Duke guy's going out there, Daniel Jones.
I couldn't believe that. He's a junior, right?
Yeah.
They gave a junior.
Because he graduated. If you graduate, they let you go now.
Oh, okay.
Josh Allen did the same thing.
I gotcha.
Yeah. So the Daniel Jones out there, Drew Lock. And we just got some breaking news.
Breaking news.
While we're doing this, I guess Adam Gase got the Jets job.
Wow.
Wow. So no, McCarthy's not getting the job at all then. Unless he goes to the Dolphins.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. Because Cleveland already. They already said they're going with their interim head coach.
Yeah, yeah. We're getting the head coaches later. Yeah. We're getting head coaches. That is some breaking news. That's crazy.
Wow.
Wow. That was unexpected. I didn't know they were they interviewing him?
I didn't think so. I thought McCarthy had that on lock.
That is
I can't believe
weird.
That they went.
Where did that come from? That just.
Wow. That was Shefty. That was Shefty dropping a bomb.
Wow.
Adam Schefter, middle of the podcast, dropping a bomb.
Yeah. Just expected to. Jesus, what is going on in this NFL? People are going to be so mad about that.
Oh, for sure. New York's going to be on fire.
But I mean, he's the original quarterback whisperer, though. Wasn't he?
Here we go again. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was the quarterback. Can't go wrong with Adam Gase, man. Yeah. So maybe that's what they thought. They thought he would get Sam Darnold going.
Well, the Jets, they were like, hey, Cardinals, you think you made a bad decision? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. I mean, Adam Gase wasn't that bad. I mean, I don't think he had a losing record in Miami. I think he was just an 8-8 guy.
Just yeah, that'll work out really well in New York. That's the one place that you really want to be 8-8.
I mean, they're used to that though. I think they'll appreciate a little 8-8.
Well, shoot, it's better than what the 3 wins that they got in back to back years.
Yeah, exactly.
They'll be mad now because they're picking outside the top 10.
I know. They'll be upset about that. Okay. All right. So let's get into. A little playoff football. We had a little excitement this week with some playoffs. Actually, I don't know if they're exciting. I think I'm overstepping. I mean, the highest scoring team was the Cowboys. They scored 24 points. That was
well, you know what? I think they were exciting games.
Yeah,
I think
they were exciting. But
for the way that they played out, I think they were very exciting.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think the least exciting one was Chargers versus Ravens. I thought that was the least exciting. That was ugly. It was ugly. Both sides.
Well, but that's how that game was going to play
out.
There was
true.
No other way about it. That is both defenses really good. The Ravens defense is arguably the best defense in the league. So the Chargers are going to have a tough time. And it happened. Mm-hmm. All they could do was get in field goal range. They couldn't finish their drives.
Yeah, that's true. And Philip Rivers didn't play that well either.
Well, I think that he managed this game.
Yeah, he managed it.
And he did it on purpose. I'm almost positive he did it on purpose. And here's why I say that. This was the one game where I was tweeting, the winner will represent the AFC in the Super Bowl. That the defense for the Chargers and that offense, that combination, that's very potent.
Yeah,
that's deadly. And what Philip Rivers shown is that he's willing to he's not going to force the ball into a bad situation and cost the offense time on the field, and he'll settle for field goals. Apparently, they got a field goal kicker now.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
But so he's okay with settling for field goals.
I think next week he's not going to be able to settle for field goals against the Patriots.
I don't think they'll need to. I don't think that defense is going to be able to
stop them, right?
You're right. The Chargers are going to massacre the Patriots.
Yeah.
That's my opinion of what's going
to
happen.
You think it's going to be, I don't think it's going to be a massacre. I think it's going to be a 10-point win. I'm going to go 10 points. I'm not gonna, I just can't see Tom Brady getting massacred.
Well, isn't that a massacre? The Patriots lose at home by 10? That doesn't happen in New England.
I know, but I guess
that's a version of a massacre in New England. That just it doesn't happen.
Yeah, that's true. Unless it's like Rex Ryan and the Jets, I guess. That's the Ravens.
The Ravens
going
there. The Ravens and the Jets are the only teams that have gone in there and won.
Yeah, that's true. But the Chargers got a really good defense too.
They got a great defense, and Tom ain't so terrific.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen playoff Tom yet, though.
You're right.
We haven't seen playoff Tom. You're right. Can shock us. He could. He
could go back to his usual, but I mean, he struggled this year.
That's
he
what I'm really talking about. That's why I don't think it would ever be a blowout, because playoff Tom is not letting that happen.
We'll see.
I think if it
there's your first we'll see of the new year, Marcus.
I know that's true. Because
do we have playoff Tom? Is he going to show up? Are we gonna?
It's hard for me to pick
season.
Against Tom Brady at home in the divisional game, but I'm gonna do it. And I really
I'm
think the Chargers are gonna win.
I do too. I really do.
I think the Chargers. I really think the Chargers are the best team in the AFC.
I couldn't agree with you more.
So what did you think of Lamar Jackson? What do you think?
He did exactly what I expected him to do. He turned the ball over.
Yeah.
He was forced into passing situations.
Yeah.
It made him uncomfortable, and he didn't play well for the majority of the game.
Yeah.
And to be honest, he got some garbage time offense at the end of the game.
Was the second drive garbage time? Would you consider the second drive garbage time?
At the end?
The second drive.
Of the entire game.
So the second drive of the fourth quarter. So the first drive. Okay. Score, yeah, garbage time.
Yeah.
So, but then they go three and out. Chargers go three and out. You think the second drive is garbage time? There's still 6 minutes left.
I think the Chargers at that point had made the conscious decision that we've been stopping them all game long. This isn't going to be anything different.
Yeah.
And their mentality was not the same. I don't feel like that was the same defense that we saw for three quarters in the fourth quarter of that football game.
Okay.
I think they let up a little, and the Ravens defense fed off of that first score and got that three and out, and really the momentum started swinging right back.
Exactly. So that's why I just think in the playoffs there's no such thing as garbage time. If you're a smart team, and I don't think you would ever
that's a young defense still in LA. That Chargers defense is a young defense.
That's true.
And I think that they got ahead of themselves, and they allowed those two touchdowns to happen. That the way the rest of the game had gone, that wasn't what was playing out.
I have a different theory than that.
Okay.
A different theory. I think that the Ravens
finally got comfortable.
No, the Ravens' game plan was to not let Lamar do anything. I think it seemed like their whole game plan was like not let Lamar lose the game, right? I feel like a Blake Bortles fourth quarter game plan. Because you got to think about this. Like, they had 7 DBs on the field, right? That means there's a bunch of small guys. They have like 10 tight ends.
He'd love to throw the damn tight end.
Right, but like even then, like you got like 3 blocking tight ends.
Yeah.
Like, why aren't you guys running out of the 13 personnel or something like that? Or even 23 personnel at that point. There's 7 DBs on the field. Like, punch these guys in the mouth. I didn't get that.
I don't know. Like, I don't know if they could do that by the end of it. I don't know. If when you're getting down to the end of the game and you're down more than two, they're down more
Chris,
than two
fuck
scores.
The end of the game, it was what? What was it at halftime?
They were getting crushed at half, weren't they?
No, it wasn't. It was like 9-0 at halftime.
Oh no, it was 2 possession game at half. You're right.
Yeah,
it was 12. It was 12-0.
12-0. But even at that point, it's 6-0. You already had a quarter.
Yeah.
They've had 7 DBs in the field for a whole quarter. Like,
yeah.
The quarter ends. You guys come together. There's a huddle after the quarter.
Yeah, they didn't adjust.
Like I would have came back that second quarter with 3 tight ends and just came started going down their throats in two.
Force them to come out of the personnel package.
Yeah. Run some play action out of it. I don't know. That's what I think, too. And I think in the fourth quarter, they decided, like, well, we might as well just let him throw. Huh. I mean, because it didn't make any sense. Like, you guys are behind. Like, even switching it up a little bit. Like, throw on first down, maybe. Like, give him a little wide receiver screen. Mm-hmm. Give him a quick slant. Mm-hmm. maybe like a quick comeback or even like
better be in the middle of the field.
Whatever. You know what I mean? Like give him some easy throws, right? So he can get ahead of the sticks and you guys can go back to what you want to do.
Yeah.
Because that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to keep you guys on third and long because they knew on third and long you got Willie Snead, Michael Crabtree, and John Brown. And it wasn't going to be they were taking their chances. Casey Hayward, all those guys. We were like, we're okay with playing man against them
just
on third down.
Don't let Lamar get loose.
Yeah, they should have let him give him some easy throws. Let him get some completions because by the time it was third quarter, he didn't have a completion because it was third down 11.
His numbers were so bad.
It was third down 11, and they have him taking 7-step drops.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a terrible, they had a terrible game plan.
He was in bad shape. He was in real bad shape. I can't believe. I'm going to take that back. I can believe that he got booed. I can believe it. Yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I can't believe they're calling for Joe Flacco. That was crazy.
Well, Flacco's the playoff god.
I know.
He's the playoff god.
For some reason, they thought that he was going to come in and
just save the
and he was going to dodge Joey Bosa and Mark.
Right. Exactly. Because you know how nimble he's been in the pocket his entire career.
He was going to just dodge them.
Yeah. I don't know. They still love some Joe Flacco.
Yeah, so Chargers going into New England. We think they're going to win that game.
Yes.
I still think the Chargers are the best team in the AFC.
You know what could realistically happen this weekend in the AFC?
What?
1 and 2 seed go down.
Oh, we're going to get into that. We're going to get into that later. All right.
You want to get there right now?
Oh, we can.
Should we stay on that side?
Oh, you can. So we'll talk about the Colts versus Texans. That's a good segue. We got Colts versus Texans. That was an interesting game. It wasn't very close.
Well, I was surprised. I thought it would be closer with the way that division kind of beat up on each other this year. We talked about that when we previewed the AFC South. We knew that those guys were just going to beat each other up. I think we both had more faith in Houston in our preview, if I remember correctly. But I think
I picked the Colts to win that division in the preview.
I will have to look. We'll have to look back and see.
We'll have to go back.
But I'll tell you what, we love what we saw out of Andrew Luck the back half of the season.
I know. He looked really good in the
game. He looked great, man.
He looked really good.
He looks great. I'm so excited. If that's the guy that we're going to get full time now, look out because that defense in Indy.
So they dominated that game from the beginning. I mean, Andrew Luck, I think was why he's playing so well right now is because he's making sandwiches in the backfield. I don't remember him even. Do you remember him getting pressured?
That offensive line.
Dude, I don't remember him. He had J.J. Watt on the
board. He doesn't know what to do with all that time. He's like, this is his first year. He's never been this clean in an entire season. There was nothing to nag, no injury that he had nagging him throughout his season.
Yeah.
You know, didn't get touched in the playoff game.
I don't remember him getting pressure.
That offensive line is just. They've done a phenomenal job in Indy.
I know.
They really put a team together.
Yeah.
And now they're in a position where they can pick and choose where they want to be with certain guys and looking for a big time contract here and there to fill in a gap and really take them to another level.
They're going to have like $102 million in cap space.
This team is going to be impressive. Impressive. And while we think it's the Chargers, and next year it might be the Colts.
See, so that's my thing with the Colts, too, because this year it could be them.
You're right. That's a very, very true statement.
If luck gets hot,
it could
man.
Definitely be. That could be. That'd be a game. Indy versus
San Diego.
San Diego. Well, L.A.
Yeah, I think like
it. I still
damn
do that.
It.
All
damn
the
it!
Time.
Damn it! Sorry.
I still do that all the time.
L.A. Yeah.
That would be in Indy, right?
Yeah. So Andrew Luck played lights out. I mean, he's been playing lights out for
weeks, 10, 11 weeks.
Right? Let's talk about that defense because we talk about a lot on this show.
Quarterback podcast. Show.
This We're quarterback talking. Show. We talk about a lot of – no, we've been talking about a lot of cover two and cover two man. And that's what the Colts play. And I feel like that teams – and they don't play anything else. They just play cover two man. They just play you straight up. And I think that's we were talking about how that's how you can stop modern offenses. Mm-hmm. And I think that's
the elite quarterbacks.
And the elite quarterbacks because it makes you have to go down the field slowly Mm-hmm. And, I mean, he probably wouldn't work against Brady because, I mean, that's kind of what he wants you to do because Brady doesn't mind. He'll chunk you. And then,
yeah, well,
he doesn't mind a 13-play drive, you know?
No, because like, he's got those two running backs there.
Yeah.
That he loves to drop the ball off to.
So he doesn't mind Chuck. Yeah. But like somebody like Deshaun Watson, he doesn't like to just, you know, precisely pick you apart.
And you saw it too.
Yeah.
Did he get antsy back there,
yeah,
man?
Yeah, he did.
He kept dropping his eyes. He kept coming back up. He really got frazzled.
Yeah.
Really got frazzled.
Because he couldn't just like throw it downfield, basically. He had to take what was they were giving him.
And they tried to bait him into a few of them.
Yeah.
They would send these, I can't remember when it was later in the game. They ran this third down. It was like third and 11.
Yeah.
And they're in a nickel defense. Mm-hmm. And the corner comes up on the line. And the linebacker widens just a little.
Yeah.
And you see the linebacker take off for the flat.
Yeah.
And here comes the corner right in Watson's face. And Watson dropped his eyes and started to panic a little. Yeah. Instead of just trying to get the ball out right away,
mm-hmm.
I think it was a tight end coming out into the flat. Which, thank God he didn't, because they were running a go on the outside. That's where the ball had to go.
Yeah.
Because the corner was up. He's bumping the receiver.
Yeah.
And he released him to jump the out, to jump the flat.
The hot route.
And I was like, oh, my God, Watson's throwing a pick. But he dropped his eyes instead.
Yeah.
And you saw the safety bail out over the top, trying to get over the top of it. But that's where the ball needed to go. And he dropped his eyes. He stayed in the pocket, tried to finagle with his legs, and ended up getting sacked.
Exactly.
So that was – they flustered him, man. They really got to him.
They got to him a couple times because I think one play, I think the pick that he threw it because the safety acted like he was going to go with the seam route. And, Watson assumed that the guy was going to go with him. And he was going to have the quick out to the quick hitch to the tight end.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't go with him.
Mm-mm.
And when he did it, he kind of just passed him off. And then right in front of it, pick.
I'm noticing a lot of tape where defenses are rolling the coverage from what they're showing to the other side. And that seems to be the thing that is Deshaun's Achilles heel right now.
Yeah.
He's not handling the after the pre-snap read, what he's actually got to play against, and they're rolling the coverage over the top.
Yeah.
And he's missing that guy that's going to be free, and now he's got to do a little bit more dancing, and the positive plays are coming after he creates some space in the pocket, and it's a broken play at that point. So it'll be interesting to see how he develops over in the offseason and if he can overcome what he's seeing.
Then he gave him a tight end.
They do need to get – well, he needs – they do need to get him a tight end. I think that offensive line still needs some help.
Offensive line is terrible. I saw all those guys on this. I'm like, are these all undrafted players? Like, that is disgusting. Like,
well, they're going the way of the Seahawks with with how they want to set their offensive line up.
That's awful, man.
Everybody's an undrafted left tackle.
Like, come on. He's going to get hurt, bro. Like, that's why
he already did last year.
I mean, this year he was hurt, too. He couldn't fly an airplane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Yep.
Give him some protection. But so the Chiefs are going to – the Colts are going into Kansas City, which hasn't won a playoff game in Arrowhead since 1991. Which is that's a great thing for
Andy. Andy Reid kind of struggles at this point in the season too.
We talk about cover
really
two.
Struggling on in Kansas City.
Yeah, see, but the only strong part of Kansas City defense is the line because they got Chris Jones,
yes.
D Ford, and
yes.
Justin Houston. So they
I can't believe Jones didn't get a Pro Bowl nod or not even did he even get an All Pro nod?
No.
Dude had a year.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, he did get All-Pro, but I'm thinking Aaron Donald and probably he might have. I'm not 100% sure. I need to check on that.
It was Watt.
Oh, that's what it was. God damn it. Damn Watt. So, like, He
you're right. That defensive line is pretty good, but they're going to be kept off balance because the Colts can still run the ball.
That's true.
And they do well in the middle of the field with the tight ends. So they're
Chiefs are in trouble.
They're in a lot of trouble.
What I'm saying,
and here's where it's really going to come down. Oh, you finished your point first.
But what I think, I mean, if they can get pressure on Luck, that's going to be, which I think some of these guys can. I think Dee Ford and Chris Jones, they're going to win at one point, right?
It'll
they're going to get pressure on
it'll
Luck.
Keep him in the game.
Yeah. I mean, I guess I thought Watt and Clowney, but Clowney's not the greatest pass rusher in the world. Let's be real. I mean, he's more of a run stopper. That's what he is. He's a run stopper. He's a run stuffing guy. Mm-hmm. He's not really a pass rusher at this point. He's not Dee Ford. He's not Justin Houston. So I think that's going to be a big difference. But the Colts playing cover two might be a problem for them now because we all know what a cover two beater is, and it's a damn tight end. And they're facing the best tight end in football. So,
well, statistically, the second best.
No, come on. George Kittle had 1 year, man. Let's not get crazy. George Kittle's, you're up there. I'm not going to hate on you, George, but, you know.
No, I agree. I totally agree with you. I agree with you. Kelsey is, he is the number one elite tight end in the NFL right now.
Oh, man. And I think he's gonna have a day. So.
You don't think those safeties can match up with him?
No. Not if they're playing cover two, because then he's gonna kill seams. Yeah. He's a seamer, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. He's gonna seam it. He's gonna he could quick post it behind the linebackers.
You don't think the linebackers are quick enough to stay with him though?
They might be, but Mahomes is gonna throw it to him, regardless of the guys are right there.
So that's where I wanna get into. That's okay. Where I wanna get into. I think that this defense will be able, I mean, don't get me wrong. Hill and Kelsey have just been annihilating defenses.
Yeah.
I think the Colts defense is going to play well enough. I don't want to say keep them under control, but they won't have as many explosive plays as they have been all season long.
Oh, for sure.
And here's where it's going to be interesting, because if that defense gets hot and causes some stops and they're not getting points on the board and they fall behind 2-3 scores,
well, they're going to Mahomes it out.
Well, that's what the problem's going to be. We're going to see the turnovers like we saw against the Rams.
Maybe.
If it doesn't happen this week, then they need to trade Mahomes
because he's never going to win Arrowhead. That's what I'm going to say.
If it doesn't happen this week against the Colts, it will happen next week against the Chargers.
There's no way they're not winning twice at Arrowhead.
What I'm saying is. There's the potential for both of these weeks.
Yeah.
For there to be a shootout again like there was with the Rams and the Chiefs.
Yeah.
There's the potential for this game to be high scoring, fast paced, defenses getting turnovers, guys fumbling, guys throwing pick six. It's here. The setup is there for the AFC for that to happen.
So I don't think the Colts are going to try to be fast paced. I think they're going to try to slow. Because, I mean, even if you watch them, they do some big plays. They do, but they're more like methodical.
Well, they got methodical because they had a 21-point lead.
I think they're methodical.
If they can come out and smash the Chiefs in the mouth, then they will get right back into that situation and good luck.
I watched them play the Raiders, man. They are a methodical, boring ass offense that for some reason ends up with 42 points. I don't get it.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. So if they could do that, they're methodical. Control the clock and force Mahomes to have to make big plays.
Yep.
The Chiefs are in trouble. It's gonna be a tough matchup for the Chiefs. Let's get to so we did both AFC. Let's get to the NFC.
So consensus for both of us is we could potentially see the 1 and 2 out.
I'm going Chargers, but man, I don't want to.
It's the Chargers for me, man. It's the Chargers, and it's a coin flip for Chiefs Colts. I think that.
Yeah.
Might be the best game of the weekend.
Oh, for sure.
Chiefs Colts.
I just can't pick against Mahomes. But I feel like it's Arrowhead and it's Kansas City. And every time I'm just thinking about my back of my whole lifetime, watching them lose in the playoffs.
Yeah. The media keeps bringing it up. Kansas City's history.
From Trent Green to when Rich Gannon, Elvis Gerbach, Joe Montana.
Uh-huh.
They all lose in Arrowhead.
Yep. Yep.
All of them. All
right. So we're charging our way through the AFC.
Yeah. So Chargers are through the AFC. So NFC, what do you think? What did you think about the Eagles versus Bears?
Well, it was comical for me. I watched a division opponent really just do what they always do.
Yeah.
Do what they always do. And I feel bad for the kicker because that was all on his shoulders until, what, like 3 days ago when they changed the stat to, it was a block.
Yeah.
But
he made three kicks, though, in that game.
He missed some, too, though.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that? He left 7 points on the board off his leg?
Did he miss two kicks?
Missed, two missed kicks and an extra point? I thought it was seven. Was it seven?
He just missed one.
Just one?
I think he missed the last kick.
But he missed an extra point.
Did he? No, he didn't. They went for two.
All I know is the Eagles.
He missed 10 kicks during the year, so that's why you're thinking.
The Eagles were trolling him. The Eagles fans were Venmoing him money.
I know.
For every point that he left on the board.
It's awful.
Those Eagles fans, man, man.
Nick Foles is Jim Plunkett. And I really hope everybody notices that. Jim Plunkett was 8-2 in the playoffs. He won two Super Bowls, but he never started in the NFL. He was never a starter. Mark Wilson was supposed to be, I mean, I guess I could compare this. I'll take you back to the 80s Raiders. Mark Wilson was the first round draft pick, right? He's supposed to be the guy 1980 through whenever. And he played most of 83 when the Raiders won the Super Bowl, but he got hurt. And I mean, he wasn't playing that well either. Let's be real. Mark Wilson was never good. But Jim Plunkett took over, and he won the Super Bowl. And that happened in 1980, too. He wasn't a starter in 1980. He just took over, and he led them to the Super Bowl. And I really feel like Nick Foles is that same guy. They're not going to the Super Bowl. I'm not even going to say that. But I think people get hyped over him way too much. Like, I don't think he played that well in that game.
I don't either. I don't think either quarterback played all that well.
Well, Trubisky didn't play well at all.
No.
Until the fourth quarter. He had some good throws in the fourth. I give him that. But, like, before that, I mean, if the Eagles player catches that pick in the end zone, that's the game's over way before that.
Yeah. It was.
In his head. I don't know.
That's why he plays corner and not receiver.
Yeah.
That's why cornerbacks play cornerback, because they can't play wide receiver.
Right in his hands.
That couldn't have been any easier of an opportunity. And they almost tipped to the receiver. That almost ended up being a touchdown. Oh, my God, ridiculous. No, I couldn't stand watching some of the passing game. Just the decision-making wasn't there on both sides.
Yeah.
And the technique. They were driving me insane.
And Nick Foles has the weakest arm. He's just like throwing hospital ball. He almost got Golden Tate killed.
Yeah.
I'm like, at least Carson Wentz zips that ball in there. He can maybe get some yak.
Yeah.
He almost got Golden Tate killed over the middle. If it was the 90s, man, Golden Tate's in the hospital.
You're right. I didn't like the only thing I liked was the way it ended.
Yeah.
That was it for me. The Bears won the division. They got people like you talking about, look out for the Bears in the playoffs, man. They're going to be in Chicago. They're going to be Chicago in January. It's cold, man. Bears defense. Oh, look at the Bears. They're going to be in the NFC Championship game. Look out for the Bears, man. No, it went exactly like I told you it would. The Bears bared their way through it. They lost the game after winning the division. All the hype was there. Yeah. And now they lost their defensive coordinator, too. And the Bears are right back to where they are.
They don't got a quarterback.
No, we've had this all season long. I've said the same thing all season long, Marcus. All season long.
It's funny because, like, I feel like Mr. Trubisky was better last year and his numbers were worse than he was this year. I feel like he regressed, to be honest, as a passer.
The guy played 1 year of college football.
He regressed.
And then you expected him to have this huge sophomore season because, all of a sudden, you know,
I mean, you start a lot, Chris. You just figure. I mean, I know it's a new offense, so maybe next year he might master the offense. But even this game, there's wide open throws. There's a scheme for him, like the Allen Robinson
Marcus,
touchdown.
He is effective because he can leave the pocket and he can escape with the ball and he can create a play outside of the standard play.
Yeah,
when it's broken down, these guys that can run, especially early in their careers. And this is why I said that the Chargers and the Ravens, the winner comes out of that game, is going to the Super Bowl, because that defense in Baltimore and the unknown of Lamar Jackson, that combination is deadly.
Yeah.
It's deadly. And we saw it in the last few drives of that game where all of a sudden it's a game again because there's just so much unknown with a young quarterback that can move.
Yeah.
It's the same thing for Trubisky. The guy, there's not a lot of film on him. Mm. He was successful because he could create plays outside of the pocket. These aren't actual plays. It's a broken play. And he's creating with his wide receivers he's got Cohen, who's phenomenal out of the backfield as a pass catcher. He makes what Darren Sproles does. Like you forget a guy like Darren Sproles was so good at that throughout his entire career. Cohen's making it look easy.
Yeah.
So he's good at the art of the broken play. But guess what? This is the NFL. Not every play is going to be the broken play.
Yeah.
You got to be able to throw inside the scheme to have success so that when you run a play that it might look like a broken play to some people, but it's actually designed that way.
Yeah.
I mean, the best example is Rodgers and the Cowboys. When the play starts to the right and it's designed for the guard to pull out left and then Rodgers will roll over his shoulder and come to his left and he's got the tight end coming across the field. That's a design play. Mm-hmm. But it can look like a broken play, but he's capable of doing that because he knows how to operate inside of a designed offense.
Yeah.
Mitch Trubisky does not know how to operate inside the play design.
Yeah.
And that's what's going to forever cost this team.
Got a point. You got a point there.
Yeah, but he's the reason why they didn't win. So let's not get crazy about Marcus's Bears prediction. I mean, the defense showed up.
I'm going to give it to you because
the defense showed up.
You wanted the hashtag we'll see.
I mean, if Cody Parkey makes that field goal, we're talking about them playing the Rams. You know what I'm saying? So it's okay. I'm not going to.
Yeah, okay, but he wouldn't have had the chance if the Eagles defender intercepts the ball in the end zone. So if we're going to talk about the fact that he might have made that kick, we got to talk about the fact that defender might have intercepted the ball and the game's over already anyway.
Okay, all right. So we got the Eagles losing to the Saints.
We're not even going to talk about that preview because I'm sorry. New Orleans is going – nobody's going in there.
I will be completely shocked. I would be staring at the TV shocked.
Me too.
For about a good 5 minutes if they lose at home.
Me too.
I'm going to be shocked.
Nobody. When was the last team that went in there in the playoffs and won? Do you know?
I mean, it has to be the 90s. I
think. It was in the 80s, Marcus. It was 1985 was the last time a team went into to New Orleans and beat the Saints in the playoffs. That was the last time. That was 33 years ago. 34 now.
Because I remember even the greatest show on turf days, even in 2000 with Aaron Brooks, the greatest show on turf had to go to New Orleans to win in the first round of the playoffs, and they lost.
Mm-hmm. They don't lose there. It doesn't happen. They're not going to.
They're not going to lose there. The NFC
I know that too. Is
a wrap.
Wrap it up.
So So the other game we got the Cowboys versus Seahawks. What'd you think of that one?
It played out exactly the way that I thought it would. The defense did for Dallas did exactly what I thought they would against Seattle. Mm-hmm. And Dak tried to do everything he could to keep Russell Wilson in the game.
I mean, Dak didn't play that bad, Chris. He played hard.
Marcus, he didn't play that good.
He was okay. He was efficient.
He can't. But that's the problem with Dallas. Dak has to play well. He can't play okay. He has to play well. Otherwise, you need a remarkable game out of Zeke where Zeke dominates it so that the defense doesn't have to be on the field the entire game.
Yeah. He was efficient. I thought the Seahawks game plan, they stuck with it too long. I think at some point they got to be like, okay, we got the better quarterback. Russell, it's fourth quarter. It just turned over. Go do your thing. That's what I think they should have did.
Yeah, but the Seahawks cannot win games that are important on the road.
But I think I just have a feeling that, you know, as soon as they went down 17-14, right? They went up 14-10. The Cowboys went right down the field, scored. I just feel like at that point you should have been scrapped the game plan. It's Russell time. shit, I should, I feel like Russell should have said something. Like, hey, like, give me the ball. You know,
he
like,
might, you know what? He might have, Marcus. And Seattle doesn't win on the road. They don't win on the road. It doesn't happen unless something fluky happens, which always happens Seattle's way.
They couldn't run the ball, though. That's the thing. Like,
well, that that defense is – Seattle is successful running the ball more at home than on the road always. That whole team just doesn't play well on the road. See, haven't for years.
And when I was previewing that for Cowboys Wire and I was watching the Seahawks, I'm like, is this team even good?
No.
Like, what?
Marcus, I've screamed about this all season long.
But did they just have Russell Wilson?
Yes. That's it. That is it.
But that's my point right now. It's like, okay, so you just have Russell. Give him the damn ball so he can play.
Well, he better be in his home stadium because – it's not going to happen on the road.
Chris Carson's a seventh-round pick. At least if you're going to run the ball, can you give it back to the first-round pick, to the first-round talent, instead of giving it to the bulldozer?
Well, I mean,
they gave the ball to Penny twice. He had like 50 yards. Like, give him – you got a first – I was so frustrated with that game. And I was even halfway going for the Cowboys because I want Coop to do well. But he just like – it was just – I was like, oh, my God. It was ridiculous. I felt like the Cowboys had more confidence in Dak at the end of the game. They gave him the ball at the end of the game more than they called his number on two runs late in the game.
I mean,
like, what is going on?
There were some things that just played out the way, and I felt pretty good about my predictions. I don't know if anybody listening actually follows me on Twitter. If they want to and they just have a hard time spelling the Twitter handle, I get it. But, you know, I don't think the majority of people are paying attention to what I'm tweeting. But I felt very confident in my picks for the wild card weekend.
Yeah.
Well, and I was right with the Colts. I was right with the Cowboys. I was right with the Bears and the under. And I called the under. I think I called the under in the Cowboy game, too.
Okay.
But and the only one I didn't pick was because I said it was a coin flip and whoever wins the Colts the Chargers Ravens is going to the Super Bowl, so I was hedging my bet in that one.
I thought the Chargers were going to win that game. I thought the Bears were going to win. I'm not gonna lie, but I knew the Cowboys were going to win. I'm gonna give you another upset. I think the Cowboys beat the Rams.
If the defense shows up and they give the ball to Zeke and Zeke is successful, because that Rams running game, the rushing defense is awful.
No, Chris, this is the Dak get paid game.
No, don't do that
I
to me.
Because I think
no,
Amari's gonna get Crabtree's chain back. He's gonna get the chain back.
Okay.
And I think this game's gonna get Dak paid because this is my prediction. This is my prediction for this. I think the Cowboys go into LA and they upset them. And then we have this whole thing about Sean McVay. Can he win playoff games? Is this really the
right way to go? Oh, and you think that's going to follow him?
Right, that's going to follow Sean McVay. Because there's so much pressure on McVay right now.
Oh, for sure.
Everybody's drafted. He hasn't won anything. And they're all picking up his guys.
Yeah.
Kingsbury got it.
Oh, my God.
He got a job because he
met
him.
He got a job because of Mahomes.
And because he met McVay once. Because the Cardinals put that in the press clipping.
Yeah, I saw your tweet. I saw your tweet.
He met McVay last week and shook his hand.
Oh, let's give him a job.
So I kind of want to see that storm, because once he's 0-2 in the playoffs and he's the analytic darling, and you know it's gonna be great for me. But what's gonna happen after that? It's the Cowboys. They're gonna be hyped. They already beat New Orleans, right? They beat New Orleans.
Yeah, they're gonna get their faces punched.
Yes. They already beat New Orleans. They already feel like they're going to be hype. They're going to be like, okay, they're coming there with confidence. We're going to go in there, and they're just going to get mollywopped like 40-7. Mm-hmm. It's just going to be like bad, mm-hmm. bad stuff, right? Because that's why I think with the Saints are just going to start. They're going to come out. They're going to come out killing people.
I don't know if it was true. I saw a tweet today.
Yeah,
that Sean Payton came into the locker room.
that is true. This story is true.
With 4 security guards, the Super Bowl trophy, and $225,000.
Yeah.
And he rolled it up into the locker room, and he goes, y'all want this? And the whole locker room's going crazy. And he goes, we'll win 2 games. And mic dropped.
Yeah.
And you got that whole locker room going crazy.
Yeah.
The Saints are going to roll in the next two games.
I know. They're
going
to roll
through. Roll through the next two games.
I feel it, man. I do too. That's why I think that I want the Cowboys to win. Because then I know they're going to be hyped.
It'll be the narrative. It'll play a little bit more into it.
And I kind of want the Sean McVay narrative to go away a little bit.
Okay. I
feel like he's a little overrated.
I mean,
he hasn't won anything yet. Let's not act like they went to the NFC Championship last year. Let's not get crazy. They were our first round exit.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. Let's relax on him.
So the way that it's playing out, Marcus is saying Cowboys.
Or Saints.
Cowboys, Saints.
And the Saints just destroy them.
The Saints just, I got the Saints rolling straight through. I don't think anybody's going. But I think
like the whole hype is going to be Dak. Dak is better than Romo. I'm talking about this. Give me the talk. Dak's better than Romo because he won two playoff games. Got them in it further than Romo's ever got them.
Oh, my God.
This is going to be the whole story. And then he's going to go into New Orleans and just get mollywopped. That's my dream.
And I don't want to agree with you, but I think I gotta. I kind of have to because when they get to the LA Coliseum,
mm-hmm.
that's gonna be an away game for the Rams, dude.
I know
those Cowboys fans travel.
Yeah,
it's going to be an away game.
Yeah, it's gonna be bad for them. It's gonna be bad.
You know what, Marcus? I think I'm gonna have to agree with you. Yeah, I think the Cowboys are gonna. I would bet them to cover.
Yeah,
I would bet them to cover for sure.
Yeah, they're gonna cover for sure, and I think that's. And Dak's really good late, so I think if they keep it close,
careful.
He is
really good.
He's really good late. He's like 12-2 in comeback. He's got 12 comebacks since he's been.
What?
Yeah, he's got 12 game winning drives.
What?
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Dak
Prescott has 12 game winning drives since he's entered the NFL. I think he has 6 this year.
What?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. All right, crazy.
You know what? I'm gonna tweet later on in the week if I gotta find stat.
I don't have confidence from Dak from one to third, three quarters, but I think if it's close and it's 24-21 and they need to drive, Rick 23-21 and they need a field goal.
Well, yeah, that's because they're gonna give the ball to Zeke.
That's not true. No, dude, Dak is gonna make the plays.
Yeah,
he's gonna because at that point he gets fearless. He starts running. He just becomes a different player. It's like he just.
Oh, okay. You say he gets a little bit more. He gets more like he did when he was in Mississippi State. He goes back to his Mississippi State ways.
He just gets more like. I don't know what it is.
I'll tell you what, though. If he. Because
even the Seahawks game, dude.
Yeah.
That 3rd-and-14. Like,
yeah.
That was all Will. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that if they keep it close and it comes down to it, that Rams defense isn't good enough. And he's going to find ways, and he's going to just keep moving the chains, and he's going to get that good kicker out there, and he's going to kick it, and it's going to be like 24-23. And everybody's going to be shocked. And then he's better than Romo. Cowboy fans are going to be like, oh, my God. There's going to be a whole Romo versus Dak debate all week.
Okay.
Really hoping for this. Okay. I'm really hoping for this.
So we got the playoffs. We got it all mapped out. We got the Cowboys going into L.A., definitely covering. Marcus says win for sure.
Okay.
We got the Saints rolling through the NFC and destroying the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game to make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And then on the AFC side, we got the Chargers, Marcus said by 10 in New England.
Yeah.
Which is a massacre in New England.
Uh-huh.
And then we got probably the best game of the weekend, Colts versus Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Coin toss. We're not going to call it that one.
We're gonna call
the coin toss,
sure.
But it doesn't matter because whoever it is, is losing to the Chargers in the AFC Championship.
When's that game? Is that game Sunday? At the first game Saturday.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know who's playing.
Let me look.
I don't know who's playing when.
Let me look. So, that's the first game. Ooh, that's the first game Saturday.
That's gonna be. Get your popcorn, kids.
No.
Get your popcorn. We just laid out the rest of the weekend.
I might think about that one. I might pick that in like an hour and a half before Twitter. I might pick that.
That's just get your popcorn out. That's all I'm going to say. Get your popcorn out. That's the game of the weekend. That's the one that's going to be the most fun to watch. Oh, mm-hmm. Who's playing that night game? Tell me that's
Rams to Dallas.
That's the best. Saturday's the best football.
Yeah.
Saturday's the best football.
I agree. Because I don't think the New Orleans game is going to be close.
No. And then the Chargers is going to massacre New England.
Roll them.
All right, Sunday's a roll. Saturday's the day to watch football.
All right, Chris. We're at 45 minutes.
Well, should we?
Let's get into Trevor Lawrence. You want to talk about college football playoff real quick? Or
I want to talk about
coaches. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll say this. Tua did not impress me.
Well, Tua has a problem. It's called pressure.
Yeah.
So Tua folds under pressure. He doesn't play well.
And he gets hurt too, man.
Yeah.
He's hurt every game. Something's tweaked every single game.
He's not the best under pressure. Georgia got pressure on him. He struggled. LSU got pressure on him. He still played a little okay. Didn't play the best like he was playing against Ole Miss. Let's say that. And then Clemson was all over his ass.
Those were men playing that game.
Yeah.
Their
whole line's redshirt seniors.
That Clemson team, man.
Bunch of 24-year-olds.
Jeez, man. Those guys about to go all in the first round, all of them getting paid.
Yeah.
These guys are ready for the NFL.
Yeah, so that was tough for him. What do you think about Trevor Lawrence? Give me.
I think that.
Do you think he's the second coming of quarterback gods?
I'm going to hedge my bets, and maybe I'll trade for like a 2020 top five pick, hopefully. And that way, as Aaron Rodgers goes on into the the fair yonder, puts that Hall of Fame jacket on, he can go do that, and give me some Lawrence in Green Bay, man.
Trevor Lawrence.
I'm dreaming about that kid. That kid is special.
He is.
That was impressive.
He's a pretty special kid.
That's really impressive.
See, my thing is with him, though, like, I know he's a true freshman, and he got some talent.
There's another 1985 stat for you. The last time a true freshman won the national title.
Did a true freshman play back in 1985?
Yeah, Oklahoma.
Oh, yeah.
He's special.
He's throwing the first round draft picks, though. That's my thing with him. Okay. I guess I could say the same as Sean Watson. I'm just gonna be devil's advocate.
Okay,
I think he's.
That's a perspective.
Even Quinnen Williams today was talking about he just throws the ball up. He doesn't really have any.
Some of those throws were a little off target.
I saw him a couple times, like when he was going waiting for the comeback route or whatever. He would kind of fade into pressure. Like he wouldn't step up. He was like stepping back. But then like the next drive, he would step up. So it's like, I guess a lot of things, he's still 19. So that's why people freak out. Like they trip me out and like, oh, you can play the NFL today.
Oh
like,
God. Yeah. No, that one was getting me too. That was getting me too.
No way.
You got this. He's so young. He's got so much to learn still. Yeah. I really hope that his next season goes to another level.
Yeah, he like really Heisman season.
I would love to see that. He's already. I think they're already crowning him the Heisman Trophy winner for next season.
Yeah,
but I would love to see him back it up.
Yeah,
I would love to see him back it up.
Yeah, because that would get the buzz like crazy if he does it again.
If he does it again, that would. And then he's got to play. He's got to play another year. Then he's got to play another year in college. But like, he's got three. He's got two full seasons left in college.
I'm trying to think of like the true freshman lately that were really good as freshmen.
Wasn't it?
I guess they weren't true freshmen. It was red shirts was Jameis, right?
It was Fromm.
Fromm's true, but.
And he, would you say he digressed this last
season? I say he progressed
season?
A little bit.
Yeah.
But I think he's not, I don't think he's a first round quarterback. I don't see it.
I'm going to be very interested to see how he plays this next year.
I think,
wasn't Jalen Hurns, wasn't he a true
He was.
True freshman? Isn't Tua?
He came
in late in the season, but he's true, right?
Yeah.
He's a sophomore, right? He's going to be a junior next year.
Yeah.
So there's some young kids that are going to be playing the quarterback position that definitely have the potential to progress and take it to the next level.
For sure.
I'm interested to see what Kelly Bryant does next year.
Yeah, Herbert too.
I'm interested to see... I think we've seen Herbert. I don't think that there's another level there for him.
I don't think so either.
The kid that was backing up from, didn't he leave?
He's going to Ohio State.
I'm going to be very interested to see what happens there.
Yeah. Because he's supposed to be the truth too.
Yes. So there's a lot of young quarterbacks out there. Did you see some of these kids in the Under Armour All-American game?
No, I didn't watch that.
Some of these kids can throw the ball around. ASU's getting two.
Two of them? I know they get one of them, but I didn't know.
I thought they got two.
I know they're
I'm pretty
one.
Sure they got two.
Oh, wow.
And
she has like 10 quarterbacks.
And there's a kid going to Wisconsin that he won the MVP, and he was chucking the ball around too. So there's a lot of young.
Wisconsin?
He's going to be a Badger. There's a lot of young.
Where's he
arms.
From?
Is
he
that
from?
I don't remember. That I don't remember.
He has to be from the Midwest. There's no way there's a California kid's going to Wisconsin.
No, yeah, I don't remember. I don't remember where he's from. But there's a lot of young quarterback talent in just that. We're looking 2021 to 2024.
Yeah, you're right.
There's a lot of young arms that are going to be coming through, and it's going to be really interesting to see how they all develop.
That's true. That's very true.
But I think we got to finish off speaking of development.
Yeah, we got to get to these coaches.
We got to get to these coaches and these quarterback pairings.
All right.
Should we start with the breaking news for today?
No.
Adam and Darnold?
No, I think we should start with Kingsbury.
Oh.
I think because that's the
biggest. You want to start with the worst hire?
Yeah.
I think that's worse than what the Jets did.
See,
because at least you got a guy with NFL experience who's had success in the NFL. What the Cardinals just did is mind-numbingly stupid. Mind-numbingly stupid. You took a guy who can't win in college, and you just gave him the job in the NFL. What?
Not even OC job. Like, why?
No.
Why couldn't you guys give
straight to head coach?
Couldn't give him the OC job first?
That was just mind blowing.
Because
who's he gonna hire? He wants his guy
from Texas State.
That's why
I tweeted today. Is he trading for Case Keenum too? Is he trading Josh Rosen for Case Keenum?
Who's
he getting? Because I feel like that he has to bring in somebody, a veteran that ran the air raid before, and that's the only guy I can think of. I don't know.
Because
Case Keenum ran that offense for
that. It doesn't work. It doesn't work in the NFL. You cannot run that offense in the NFL. The defenses are too fast.
Let's say like the Broncos get rid of Case Keenum, which is possible.
It's not happening.
His contract is not guaranteed past this year, so it's a possibility. If they decide they're going to draft a quarterback, they could let him go.
You think that they're going to have Rosen ride the bench? You don't draft a guy like Rosen to put him back on the bench. It doesn't happen. This is Rosen's show.
Let's look at the Kingsbury quarterbacks. Mahomes could move. Manziel could move. Case Keenum, he could move a little bit. Rosen, he ain't moving. So I think there's a fit problem there,
Marcus.
I'm just being real here. There's a fit problem, and I'm just saying maybe we might see something crazy, I'm being conspiracy theory Marcus here, but Case Keenum is just chilling.
Marcus, I'm gonna take you off that conspiracy theory thing, and what we'll see is the same thing that happened this year. You're gonna get a rookie head coach come in for a year. And he's going to lose his job right away.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to lose his job. I think they're going to give him two or three years.
No, they're going to give you think they'll give him more than,
for sure.
After what they just did this season,
they don't care. They think that he's going to take him to the next level. I think what's going to happen is that this is a new offense. NFL's never seen it before. So he's going to come out hot. They're going to come out on fire, man. They're going to come out boom, boom, boom. They're going to come out with scoring points. Everybody's like, oh, Cliff, he's just, well, you guys are dumb. Da, 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 da. Just like they did with Chip Kelly. Oh, you see, you got, what did you guys think? I told you, football's changing. This is the new future, right? And then it's going to come through, and then it's going to be like, they're going to start like really hot, right? Then at the end, they're going to slow down. Then they might even sneak into the playoffs, which is going to
get. No way. No.
Chris.
This is what I'll give you. If we're going to go down that road,
yeah,
I will give you exactly what happened to Carolina this year.
No, I think this is going to be a Chip Kelly thing. I think this is going to be just like Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly came out, made the playoffs, went 10-6, boom, first round exit, but he never went back, right? And I kind of feel like, because you gotta understand, this is new. The NFL has never seen anybody do this, so they're not going to be ready. They're not. Somebody's going to figure it out.
There's plenty of tape, though. There's plenty of tape. You can go and look at the tape from Houston. You can go and look at the
tape. There's
tape
of Lamar Jackson's offense the Ravens ran, too. There's tape of all of that in college, and nobody figured that out to the Chargers playing the second time. So that's what I'm talking about. So let's say Seahawks.
Yeah, but, well,
week three, right? Seahawks play them, right? They just go up down the field, might even put a 40 on them.
Well, that'll happen anyway because Seattle can't win early in the season on the road.
Chris, they can't beat Arizona in Arizona. I'm just giving scenarios.
They can't beat Arizona in Arizona.
I'm giving scenarios here, Chris. This is not to your Seattle hate. I'm giving scenarios.
I'm giving you facts, Marcus. You give me scenarios, I'll give you facts.
So let's say, and they go put up 40 on Seattle or something, which is very possible. I'm telling you, this offense, they're going to put up points at first. I know they are. And it's going to get everybody revved up. Arizona's going to be hyped and all behind. Well, you guys were hating on Cliff. But it's the second time when they go through that division, the second time is when people will start to figure them out. And then by the time we get to year two, it's going to be everywhere. Then people are going to have to figure them out, and he's going to have to adjust. And he's got to adjust his offense anyways. I mean, you can't run shotgun 100% of the time in the NFL. You can't. It's
going to be really interesting to see what he does. But that's a fit that just is not there. That is the wrong coach for that quarterback.
There's no plan behind it. I can see if they went and hired a DC first.
Hey, maybe they can do to him what he did to USC. They hired him as the head coach, but they can just slide him into the offensive coordinator role and bring McCarthy in and let McCarthy run the show since he's not going to be in New York.
No, they're full out, man. They're already ready to hire his Texas State homeboy for they're about to.
He that's what I'm saying. He has no connections. Who's he to hire?
He better go. I don't know who he's going to get as a defensive coordinator.
Greg Schiano from Ohio State. What he's going to go get? Oh. Which he might have to do that.
He might have to do that.
Get like Greg Schiano or like. Poke somebody else who's a good defense, like Mel Tucker from Georgia.
No, everybody's going to try and poach the guy from Clemson.
Yeah, he won't be able to do that, though.
They won't be able to do that. He's going to be there for at least two, three
more
years.
Maybe the Texas D coordinator? I mean, the Texas D coordinator is good. I mean, they play good defense. This is the only Big 12 team that plays good defense.
Maybe they can get, oh my God, what is his name? The old defensive coordinator for Pittsburgh, and then he went to Tennessee. Maybe they get him to unretire.
Oh, Dick LeBeau.
LeBeau, there. Thank you. Oh my God, it was slipping my mind.
Dick LeBeau.
Yeah, I'll get Dick LeBeau to come back and unretire.
Because that's what I said was Chip Kelly's problem. Because Chip Kelly couldn't get a good DC. I don't even remember who Chip Kelly's DCs were.
He doesn't know who he's got over there in UCLA. He went back to college and he still can't get a defensive coordinator.
So that's what I'm saying. So. I don't know who they are going to pick up. And then the rumor I saw who they're going to pick up was some guy that's coaching the AFF the spring.
Stop it.
Some D coordinator in the AFF.
Man. I got a fantasy football tip.
Yeah.
For everybody listening. Do not draft a single Cardinal. Don't draft one of them.
Chris, you're going to put up points, man. You got to get past that.
I will give you a 4-0 start, Marcus, and then the wheels will fall off. That's what I will give you.
I think they made the playoffs next year.
Wow.
Like 10-6. Wow. They slip in there. High power, new offense, and I think it falls off the cliff.
I'm going to make you remember that one.
Okay.
I'm going to make you remember that one.
I'll tell you.
When we preview next season.
Innovative offenses.
When we preview next season, I'm going to remind you about that.
We'll preview the next season. We're going to have like more D coordinators, a draft, stuff like that.
I'll remind you. Because
Steve Kime is still there, and he's not a good GM. So
no.
His first round picks are terrible.
They got the number one overall pick. What do you think they do with it?
I don't know. He's going to mess it up because Steve Kime. He hasn't had a good first round pick. He's probably going to take like Jonah Williams or something, which is fine. I mean, you need a tackle, but, you know. Okay, so let's look at some other hires. Let's talk about your boy Matt LaFleur. How do you feel about that, Chris? How do you feel about LaFleur?
I kind of like it.
You kind of like it? Okay.
I kind of like it. The more and more I'm learning about him, he comes from the Mike Shanahan coaching tree. You've got success out of his son, Kyle. You've got success out of Sean McVay. This guy has been a quarterback whisperer before he got an OC job. He had success in L.A. as the OC. And I think he just kind of developed more overall as a coordinator with his time in Tennessee. Really started doing something that I liked, which is in the back half of the season, leaning more on that running game. And that's something that you have to do in Lambeau in December to get to January football. And you have to do it in January, too. You got to be able to lean on your running game.
Yeah,
I think we got some good weapons in Green Bay for him to have success with. You've got a top five wide receiver. You've got a running back who did he lead the league in yards per carry?
No, he didn't lead the league.
He was up there. He was over five. He was over 5 yards per carry. Aaron Jones.
I think somebody else had a lot.
Aaron Jones was very successful as a running back, and it'll be good to see him in his second season because he was just a rookie. I'm really excited to see his second season in Green Bay, and then you've got Aaron Rodgers. And if he's willing to challenge Aaron Rodgers and to pick his brain and to coach him.
He did lead the league in yards per rusher, right, Chris?
There's a lot to be excited about next year. There's going to be a lot of people who want to throw that the Titans offense was ranked 29th. And that's why would you bring in a guy like that?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mike McCarthy's offense in San Francisco when he was the offensive coordinator and then got the job to be the head coach in Green Bay, his offense was ranked 30th. The year before he was the head coach. So I don't think that that's something that you need to worry about statistically. I'm really excited to see what he does, and I think it's going to be a really good fit. A nice young guy. Knutson, the GM, this is all Murphy. He got his GM. He handpicked him, mm-hmm. and he handpicked his head coach. So he handpicks his two guys. Pett and Stan.
Okay,
so love what he did with the defense. I think that they just got too injury prone, and he's playing guys that have no business being on the field at the back half of the year. They started out as a top 10 defense halfway through the season. So if they can stay healthy on the defensive side of the ball, I think there's a lot of potential for success for the next few years in Green Bay. But Mark Murphy, this is going to define his legacy as the president of the Green Bay Packers. He's either going to go into the Hall of Fame as an executive, mm-hmm. or he is done with his time in Lambeau based off of his hiring at GM and his hiring at head coach.
So why I'm interested in his hire, I just want to see how Aaron Rodgers looks because it's no more excuses.
There was no excuse last year. He has a top five wide receiver. He has a guy that leads the league in yards per carry and a top three offensive line, but he leads the league in balls thrown away. He sabotaged Mike McCarthy.
You ever followed Ben Fennel _NFL? You should follow him. I mean, Adam, you follow him. He's a Packers guy.
I'll have to give him a follow.
And he's been very critical of Aaron Rodgers.
I've been the entire season. So
I know you have.
It sounds like him and I are going to get along.
He's been very critical. He's making some points because I guess they had 50 sacks this year, right? 50-something sacks.
They had a lot of sacks at the end of the year.
50-something sacks. And he was talking about how PFF has the Packers as the top three offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
They have Aaron Rodgers ranked sixth as the best quarterback, but there's 50 sacks. So who is the sacks on?
Did you see the statistics? that they came out with the quarterbacks who were at fault for sacks versus the offensive line? Rodgers had more than 10 sacks that were his fault. He was in the top, I think he was in the top eight quarterbacks of quarterbacks for reasons it was their fault that they got sacked, not the offensive line's fault. So it's going to be really interesting to see if he's got to buy in. He has to. He got McCarthy out of there. Mission accomplished on Aaron Rodgers' part.
Yeah.
And he's got plenty of weapons and an offensive line that can play.
And a running back. He ain't got no excuses.
He's got no excuses. Now it's all on him.
Let's see what you got,
Aaron. It's all on him. All
right, so let's go into some of these other hires. Arians with the Bucks. What do you think about that one?
Arians with the Bucks. He gets his old defensive coordinator back. You've got Mike Evans and DeSean Jackson. And Jackson wanted out because he had a feud with the head coach.
Yeah.
So Jackson got his way. Now he really got his way because that is a guy that is built for a Bruce Arians office.
Yes.
They're going to throw the ball downfield and with O.J. Howard in the middle, with DeSean Jackson on one side, with Mike Evans on the other side, and you got some guys in the slot. Humphreys
a free agent.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
They got Godwin, though.
Godwin had a season.
Yeah.
He had a season. They are going to have an explosive passing game, and what will be interesting to me will be what happens at the running back position for that team. Because if they can get somebody... Didn't they draft a rookie? Ronald Jones, is that who it was?
Yes, he didn't do.
He didn't do anything. But I don't think if it was the scheme that caused him to have any issues. I think if Arians can develop him, or they go and get a new running back, that offense is going to be good. The only downfall, in my opinion, obviously, is the quarterback, Jameis. But he's got ties to Bruce, and that's really why Bruce took that job, was because he knows Jameis.
The thing is with Bruce, and after reading his book, there is no quarterback that's played bad under him. There's not one. Can't name one. They've all played better. He made Kelly Holcomb a good quarterback.
Yeah, he did.
Peyton played well with him. It's obviously Peyton. Roethlisberger played really well with him.
Yep.
Won a Super Bowl.
Yep.
Did he win both of Luck?
Them? No, he didn't win both of them.
I think he was there for both of them, but he wasn't offensive coordinator for both of them.
Gotcha.
Luck
in Indy, yeah.
He revitalized Carson Palmer.
Yep.
So I'm thinking, just by track record,
show me year for Jameis.
So this
they picked up his fifth year. This is it. This is the year that Jameis has to show it.
I think you'd be able to relate with Jameis. I think because just from reading his book, man, I think that he can fix Jameis. Because I think the way he relates to quarterbacks, the way he talks to them, I know he's. I don't know how he's going to deal with his boneheaded decisions, because he still can't. Jameis is playing 7-on-7, and there's three linebackers. Jameis,
yeah,
there's three linebackers.
Yeah, yeah. I think
it's not 8-on-8. It's
I think you're right. I think Bruce is going to come in there and do a really good job, and you're going to see a lot of what you saw at the beginning of the season with Tampa, and it won't be because of Fitzmagic. It'll be because of Bruce Magic, and be careful with that defense. That defensive line is nasty, and you're gonna put Bowles in there as the coordinator. That's gonna be a surprise team. The NFC South, man, that is going to be a division next year.
Yes, I agree. They're gonna be good, man. They'll be better. They'll be better for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Arians' offense is outdated, because I started to think that before he left. So that's one thing that I think is out there. Is his offense design still good?
Well, here we go. Let's throw it on there, Marcus.
Let's throw it on there.
Hit him with the Wilson.
Kitchens.
You got Gas.
Case.
Case.
We just got hired, which is weird. I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
I guess he's still got that quarterback. He couldn't fix Ryan Tannehill, but maybe Ryan Tannehill's.
He's going to fix.
Darnold.
You can't fix Darnold because he doesn't have anybody to throw the ball to. You got Robbie Anderson.
I guess they can get in some people to throw the ball to. And I still think Darnold has.
He's definitely got the potential.
He's not Tannehill. You can't make somebody have feel in the pocket. You can't teach that.
No.
There's nothing you can teach to do that. No. So. Adam Gase is what are you gonna do? Like, I could teach him footwork. I could teach him feel in the pocket. Mm-hmm. That's natural.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And Tannehill has no idea where anybody's coming from. That's why he gets hurt all the time, because he's getting popped. Because he has no feel for his backside. Pop. The season's over. Well, he's out for four games because he doesn't see.
We're going to be interesting to see what happens in Cleveland, because they kept the interim.
Yeah.
So we'll be interesting to see if they can keep that momentum. And that offense to keep cooking, because Chubb looked good too, man.
Yeah,
Chubb put an end of the year together. Didn't he? He led. Did he get to 1,000 yards? And he didn't even start. He didn't even start the first six games of the year.
He averaged like 5.4 yards a carry.
Yeah, he was killing it.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be really interesting to see what happens there in Cleveland. Yeah. I'm interested to see what happens. I think Denver has a resurgence.
Yeah, Vic Fangio.
And then they're getting Kubiak back there.
He still ain't got no quarterback though. We'll see.
Be careful. Keenum played a lot better than what's his name in Minnesota.
No, he didn't. He didn't play better than. No, he didn't. Don't lie, Chris. Don't lie to the people at home.
Wasn't he supposed to get them to the Super Bowl?
He was.
Wasn't he supposed to get them to the Super Bowl?
I know he ruined. I thought they were going like 13-3.
Didn't that exactly go down like I told you it was going to go down, Marcus?
But it's not. It's. I wouldn't say that. Yeah, no, I'm not gonna do that. I'm not gonna do that, Chris.
I'll do it.
I'm not going to say it.
I'll do it.
But I think the Broncos got a quarterback problem, and I think they're going to draft Drew Locke. So,
interesting.
Which I kind of like Drew Locke, so I'm not going to say that's bad. I'm just tired. I'm tired of these other teams drafting quarterbacks that I like. So, it's my division. The division I like. I just I'm
bad about it. I'm still mad that she's nobody else could draft Mahomes. There's 10 teams in front of him. 10 teams. The Bears couldn't do it at 2. Bears, you had a chance at 2 to get Patrick Mahomes.
They could have stayed at 3 and gotten Mahomes.
They could have stayed
at 3 and gotten Mahomes. They freaked out and they wanted Mitch Trubisky so bad that they made the worst trade in the history of the NFL.
Because of the damn air raid. You know what I'm saying? Like, God, it's frustrating, man. Like, come on, Bears.
We'll see how it all plays out for all these coaches.
Goddamn
I'm
Bears.
Really interested to see how the fits are with some of these quarterbacks as well. We're gonna have a lot to talk about in the offseason.
Yes, we are.
Because we already mapped out the playoffs.
And we got you
to the Super Bowl. We'll break down the Super Bowl then. But
maybe next week we'll do a little like Senior Bowl preview. Talk about the draft.
We got some kids that we want to talk about. I want to talk about what game was just. I was so frustrated with one of the bowl games. Oh my God, what was it? I'm gonna find it because I was tweeting about it. It was pissing me off. One of the bowl games really frustrated me. These quarterbacks, some of these kids we're talking about that there's a lot of promise. Some of these guys that are going to be pro prospects are incredibly frustrated. Oh, the Rose Bowl. Oh, my God.
Oh, with Haskins?
I'm going to go off about the Rose Bowl.
we'll get into Haskins. We'll get into Haskins.
And Browning. Because I'm pretty sure he's going to be there. You're going to see him.
Brownie's not getting any invites. He might get like an East-West Shrine Game invite, but he didn't get.
He's a senior, isn't he? He didn't get invited to the Senior Bowl.
Mm-mm.
Dang.
Nuh-uh.
I'm going to get into him.
Senior Bowl has some pretty decent quarter. I think Trace McSorley got invite over him.
I kind of like McSorley. We got some. We'll break some guys down.
Maybe a quick, easy
preview.
I wanted to watch Daniel Jones. I never watched Daniel Jones, but he's supposed to be like. Because since he got coached by Peyton Manning, his coach, he's supposed to be like the guy.
Yeah.
So we'll see about that.
We'll see.
All right. So yeah, good episode.
We gave him a lot to say in the new year. We did. A little extra.
We'll be back next week. We'll do a little Senior Bowl preview. We'll recap the games, preview the AFC,
thank you for championship week. Thank you NFL football for playing out exactly like we told you it was going to.
Exactly.
Watch now because I made that statement, it's all going
to
crumble.
Yeah, it's all going to go to hell. But I appreciate you listening. Like I said, make sure you Spotify, search, so hit download button, download these episodes, iTunes, search A Little Pocket Awareness, hit subscribe button.
Everybody that's got an iPhone, you got that little podcast app. You could search us in there. We're an easy find.
Yeah, and make sure you're checking us out. Everybody who is listening right now, we appreciate you.
We're going to give you a lot in 2019.
Yes. So we appreciate your support. So we appreciate you one more time. All right. So see you next week. Get into the Senior Bowl, do a little championship week preview, and we'll probably talk about these little rookie quarterbacks and see what we not rookie. I mean these soon to be drafted quarterbacks and see what we got. All right. Check us out. Peace.